The following material contains sex-filled, obscene adult programming, and parental discretion is advised. All characters within are completely fictional, and the management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by the program.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast...
Good evening, and welcome to yet another sex-filled, obscene KCUF broadcast with your announcer, Randy Moser. We take you now live to Big Boob Tech. Take it away, AJ.
This is AJ for KCUF News up on the campus of Big Boob Tech, and we're talking with Professor Otto Swill, who will explain exactly what's going on here. Professor, what's happening?
What's happening? There's going to be a time warp. It's going to hit in 20 minutes, and we're going to be caught in a loop of time. We're going to go up 20 minutes and go back 20 minutes and come up and go back and forever and ever.
Well, what do you propose the people in Big Boob do?
For Lord's sake, get out. Get out of the area. Just run away as fast as you can before the 20 minutes are up.
Well, there you have it from Professor Otto Swill at Big Boob Tech. This has been AJ for KCUF reporting.
The Reverend Larry Padwell talks about life insurance.
Hello, friends. Many people come to me, the Reverend Larry Padwell, and they say, Larry, we've got our security in the hereafter, but what about today? I always recommend my good friends from Eternity Life. The fine people from Eternity Life provide complete coverage designed with the true believer in mind. Some people say, but Reverend Larry, is such protection as insurance compatible with the believer's lifestyle? Is it not a form of gambling? Well, as my good friend, the Reverend Billy Graham, says, for a Christian not to carry insurance because of some Christian scruple seems to me ridiculous. And friends, we find the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy saying, but if any provide not for his own, and especially to those of his own kindred, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, friends, once you have purchased a policy to provide for your family when you are gone, think for a moment about the Lord's work. When you stand before the Lord, will you be able to say you have acted to provide for God's work on the earth now that you are gone? That's why the folks at Eternity Life have designed their new double package policy. Two policies, one made out to your family and one to the Lord's representatives upon the earth. So remember, friends, Eternity Life for the rest of your life and beyond.
The Reverend Larry has, of course, been compensated for his work.
Hi, Steve. What's going down?
Not much. Just punting some classes. Hey, there's Mark and Dave. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's play a few rounds of Russian roulette.
Sounds great, man.
I haven't gotten to that in a long while.
Let's go for it.
Okay, I'll load. Okay, Dave, you're first.
Okay, Steve, your turn.
Come on, man. Pass it down, you gun hog.
Fire!
Yeah, all right. Decent. Want to play again?
Looking for a club where you can rise to the top fast? Then the Russian Roulette Club is for you. And now, the KCUF players present The Infirmary.
Igor, untie Mr. Williams. I think he's learned not to mix milk with tetracycline.
Yes, mistress. I will do so right away.
But I did pay my fees! Barker Hall didn't send me back my ID! I just wanted a fancy promo! And what can we do for you?
I think I had a stroke. My left side is numb, and I can't see out my left eye, and there's this paint in my chest that...
And do you have some ID? Uh-huh. Student ID, driver's license, social security, yes. No birth certificate?
Yeah,
Hello. I'm afraid I'll need your fingerprints. Yes, that checks. Now if you'll make your signature here. This last M does not match what we have on file. It seems we have another John Doe impersonating a student to get free medical attention. Take him away. He'll soon tell us who he really is.
When you're getting ready for that hand-to-gland combat, birth control is the last thing you want to worry about. Let's face it, prophylactics are for preppies. The diaphragm is for the dogs, and the tactical withdrawal is strictly for the Ruskies. Hi, this is Rotsy Robin. When I get ready to discharge my 155 howitzer, I feel covered because I know I have a U-238 baby blaster ready and charged to protect my freedom. This simple little device destroys the fetus, but only causes minor side effects to the tart who managed to get pregnant. So when the little bastards threaten to get you down, blast them with the U-238 baby blaster. Remember, freedom at any price.
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
And now, KCUF takes you live to the streets with AJ.
This is AJ down on the street, and we're interviewing people for KCUF News to find out what they're going to be doing during the time warp. Excuse me, sir, but what will you be doing during the time warp?
A time warp? Is anything like a flashback?
Madam, what will you be doing during the time warp?
I'm going home to my husband.
Oh, I understand. Oh, sir, what will you be doing?
I'm on the way to take the kids over to the grandmother.
Oh, sounds like fun. Excuse me, sir, but what will you be doing during the time warp?
Well, I guess I'll go down to the truck stop and check out the big rigs.
Oh, Rotsy Rob, what are you planning to do during the time warp?
Well, I was thinking about going down to the PX, getting a case or two of beer, and, you know, go home and torture a few cats.
Oh, sounds like a good time. Excuse me, madam, what are you planning to do during the time warp?
Have you seen a llama run by here?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Sir? Excuse me, sir. What are you planning to do during the time warp?
Time warp? I wouldn't know about such things. You see, I'm a Democrat.
Oh, I understand. Oh, Uncle Pervy, what do you plan to be doing during the time warp?
I guess I'll go down to the grade school. Unless, of course, you have a little sister.
Oh, son, excuse me, but what do you plan to do during the time warp?
Are you from the radio?
Why, yes, I am.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. It's your son, Bruce, from BB Tech.
Oh, get the heck out of here, kid. Get out of here.
I love you.
Oh, sir, excuse me, what do you plan to be doing during the time warp that's coming?
Oh, I think I'll go have a nice glass of wine, get a good magazine, and sit down in a comfortable chair and stroke my digit till my number comes up.
Oh, I see. Well, this has been AJ reporting on the streets, finding out what people are going to be doing during the time warp.
And now, kiddies, it's time once again for Uncle Otto's Fun with Physics. And here's the jolly junkie himself, Uncle Otto.
Hi kids, have you ever wanted to breathe fire like the men in the sideshow at the circus? Well, today, old Uncle Otto is going to show you how. All you need is a disposable butane lighter. First, you fill your mouth with butane, then light the lighter and blow the gas through the flame, like this. Now, how would one of you like to try it? Yes, you, the nerdy-looking kid. Step right up here. What's your name, son?
Johnny Enberg.
Okay, Johnny, why don't you give it a try? Oh, kids, that reminds me. Be sure not to inhale the butane, because if you do, it'll crystallize your lungs and you'll die. Well, that's all for today, kids. Tune in next week and we'll talk about Rolla Coeds reaching critical mass.
Thank you, Otto, for even more bits of useless information. I can't just wait till next week. Up next on KCUF, we're proud to present Mystery Theater.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, The Sadist.
Sarah, why do you hang around with that sadist?
Tune in next week when you hear Sarah say,
"Beats the hell out of me."
Coming soon on Mystery Theater, the NBA playoffs.
Bill, do you know what all these chickens are doing here at the NBA playoffs?
Tune in next week when you'll hear Bill say,
I think it had something to do with the announcement out front about the refs were going to be blowing fouls.
Tune in 2 weeks from tonight when you'll hear the chicken say,
Here's Sarah.
Is your mind a playground of silent fantasy?
You know, it doesn't have to be. Hi, this is your good friend Sarah Springfield, and I feel it's my duty to let you know what all your friends who decided not to pursue an engineering degree are up to. Do you remember that super athlete from your high school? You know, the one who knew everyone and always had a date with some hot number that even your HP41C couldn't handle? Well, he finished up his MBA last spring and has since traded in his Trans Am on a Ferrari. To think, you're still trying to get your bachelor's degree. And when was the last time you saw your girlfriend? Midterm break, huh? Well, you know, a lot can happen in a month, and the weather is starting to get cold. I'm sure by now she has given up on you ever getting out of school. She's probably found someone else to heat her up. I mean, to keep her warm in the cold months ahead. Oh, but don't worry. You still have your circuits book to curl up with on those cold winter nights. And how much more dependable it is than the fickle heart of your one-time sweetheart. Does all this make you despondent? Well, maybe you don't really want to be an engineer. I'll make you an offer that I know you can't refuse. Escape the cold and come to the warmth that can only be found here in the Southwest. Our guidance counselors are all highly qualified and marvelously endowed with the ability to help you find a position that feels so good.
We here at KCUF will allow anyone with an alternative view equal air time. And now we bring you this commercial message.
Zigal, my name is Heinrich Himmler, or Himberger, and I'd like to tell you about Auschwitz Weir. Auschwitz Weir is made with the finest Jewish or German taste buds and beer bellies in mind. In a special process, our hops are baked in our world-famous ovens, which have been in use since 1941. Auschwitz Weir is made with fine labor and concentration in our Auschwitz camp, or brewery. So try our Auschwitz Weir, and remember our motto, Auschwitz Weir, it's a gas.
Appearing soon at theater near you.
Fortran, the motion picture.
Introducing Frank Garnet Walters.
In his first full-length feature film.
You didn't read the book.
You skipped the class.
Now you can sleep through the movie.
Thrill to the sight of Walters' legs.
Gasp at the 40-foot pink shirt.
Marvel at the magnanimous monotone.
Don't miss Fortran, the motion picture.
Brought to you by Insomniac Productions.
Well, it's about time for that time warp. Just a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Huh. Nothing happened. I knew that Professor Swill was full of
There's gonna be a time warp. It's gonna hit in 20 minutes, and we're gonna be caught in a loop of time. We're gonna go up 20 minutes and go back 20 minutes and come up and go back and forever and ever.
Well, what do you propose the people in Big Boob do?
For Lord's sake, get out. Get out of the area. Just run away as fast as you can before the...
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 6:30 when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding broadcast, please contact Spiro T. Agnew.
The preceding program was written and produced by the KCUF Players and recorded here at KMNR in Rolla, Missouri. All characters within are completely fictional, and any similarities to a person, living or dead, is completely fictional. Completely coincidental, excuse me. Apologies are sent out to all those who feel apologies are all sent out to those who feel apologies are all sent out to those who feel...